Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provide. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
This is James, and you're listening to Barely on the Barely Podcasting Podcast.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely.
That's right, we're back into kind of the normal style of routine of the show. Hey, my computer is back up, it is running, it is working, so I have all my notes. I have all of the voicemail in which you've sent me over the past, roughly month. And I've noticed that if I don't play voicemail, you don't send it. So, oh boy, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I've got to do both so that... Well, I've got to say it so that you'll do it. So, hey, anyway, I do have all of that. But, hey, first of all, I want to thank James. He is a listener, and I did tell him we were corresponding back and forth after he gave me the intro. And he said, hey, look, you don't have to promote anything. I'm like, dude, no. If you have something you want to promote, let me promote it because, hey, you did something nice for me. Let me do something nice for you. So, hey, this is James, who did the intro. He also has kind of a techno band, which is really kind of cool. I was listening to it. I'm not usually not into the kind of the techno stuff, but I actually found myself listening. And actually, one day I was working from, doing some work from home, and I had it on in the background. I just kept listening to it pretty much most of the day. So, hey, it's pretty cool. It's Bio Chaos. It's a band that he is in, and you can check him out at www.myspace.com/BioChaosBand. So, yeah, I'll have a link in the show notes to James so that you can check it out yourself. It's really enjoyable stuff. So, hey, why don't we just get into the show now? I think most of you have realized that I have a long commute to work. I mean, it is one of those where, it's the reason why I can listen to so many podcasts and be able to have done reviews on well over 50 podcasts. And just a little bit of a spoiler, starting next week, reviews are coming back. I've picked up a couple new shows. Some of my normal shows either pod faded or went on to a much looser schedule, I guess you could say. So, hey, there's some room for more shows. So I figured, hey, I might as well bring the reviews back. People liked them. And no one was sending me any anyway. I had two listener-submitted reviews. So, that's that. But, so I have this real long commute, and most of it is taken up in the first quarter of the drive. The rest of it, I mean, it moves really quick. It's all expressway driving. But to get to the expressway is only about a quarter of my commute, and it takes roughly half the amount of time. So it's always a pain in the rear because there's stoplights, and then you have idiots, and then you have a moron like this. We pulled up to, it was the last stoplight before you got onto the expressway. We're in the middle of a forest preserve, and there's trees everywhere, and it's a nice sunny day. And at this cross intersection, the light had turned red, and I was the second car in line. So I pull up behind this car that's ahead of me. And the guy gets out and begins looking at his car. I mean, he gets out of the car, closes the driver's side door, and then walks to the back, and it was a hatchback, and he was playing with the hatch a little bit, but it wasn't opening. Then he went around to the passenger side, and he's playing with that hatch, and as he's doing all this, I'm kind of looking at him. It's like, okay, the guy kind of seems dopey. Maybe not all with it. And I guess this is nothing against FedEx, but he was definitely wearing the FedEx uniform. If you've seen a FedEx employee, you'll know exactly the polo and shorts I'm referring to. But he then goes back around to the driver's side door and starts pulling on it. And it doesn't open. And I'm like, this is odd. I don't get it. So the light turns green, and I sit there, and the guy's still out of his car. And I'm getting ready to beep, and he begins to try to wave me around. Well, I'm sitting in the left-hand lane, so there's a turn lane next to me, which there is traffic in. There's the lane to the right of me, which there's cars. So, I mean, I'm pretty much stuck at the moment. And the guy is getting really frustrated with that I'm not going. I'm not moving. And he's kind of flagging me faster to just go around him. And eventually I get around him, but that's when I look over at his car. He didn't have a driver's side door handle. I mean, it wasn't one of those kind of nifty newer cars where they don't have, the traditional door handles. This guy just kind of didn't even look like he had any of the plastic that is normally on a door handle. He just had nothing. And he's sitting there and he's flagging these people around. I'm like, what an idiot. I mean, he didn't look drugged. He didn't look drunk. It just dopey, and he locked himself out of the car on his, I guess, on his way to work, and I'm just floored that someone could be that stupid to say, I'm going to leave the keys in the ignition on, at a stoplight, I'm the first in line, and I'm going to get out of the car and close the driver's side door. I mean, anytime I do that, folks, I always make sure the windows roll down so that in case I do lock myself out, I can reach in and unlock the door. Not this guy. Just, like I said, not too bright. Hey everybody, Barely here, and I am here to tell you a little bit about GoDaddy. I'm using GoDaddy for all of my stuff. I've purchased my domain name through them, my email account through them, as well as I now host on them. So I have the whole package. I love it. It has been great since I moved over there, and I would recommend all of you doing the same. If you are looking at creating a full web hosting thing, you can go through GoDaddy. If you want to just purchase your domain name, you can go through GoDaddy. And there's a couple things that I've been able to get for you for that. If you go to GoDaddy and you want to get the web hosting account, just go over to GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com and enter the code POD, POD15, and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. But also, if you are just looking to purchase your domain name or anything along those lines, enter the code BLUE15 and you'll get a 10% off of that. I mean, what's better than that? So, yeah, head right over to GoDaddy and do that for me. I'd appreciate it, and I know that the good folks at GoDaddy would as well. Okay, a few weeks ago, my wife decided she was going to rearrange the house. I think I told some stories about it. But one thing she did is I have a recliner, and we got it really when we were still dating. I traded in, like, an old couch, and, I mean, we were engaged at the time, so it was kind of like this joint thing. The first thing that really we owned together was this recliner, but it was always going to be my recliner. It's always been in my office when we were in our apartment. We converted the dining room into, like, my office. And then when we moved into the house, my basement, which is now my office, had the recliner. Well, when I came home after my wife had done all these changes and everything, the recliner was upstairs. I'm like, oh, that's nice. It's a comfy recliner and everything. I really like it. And it has where you have to lift the handle and the foot comes out and you can lay back. And oh, it's so comfortable. I've fallen asleep in it several times. But I was sitting in the chair one day. I got home from work. I was tired and everything. And I sit down in the recliner, and I reach down to pull my feet out. And all of a sudden, the handle breaks off in my hand. And I'm looking at it. And I know deep down, if something like this happens, my wife usually will get a little bit perturbed. Kind of like, what the hell did you do now? And so I'm looking at it, but yet I'm trying not to look over at my wife because I know she's going to yell at me, and I don't want to be yelled at because I'm tired and just cranky to begin with. So I'm looking at it, and I kind of try to hide it a little bit, and she looks over at me and starts laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? And she's like, did you have to pull it so hard? I'm like, no, that's just the way I've always done it. I've always pulled it with that much force. And she just busts up laughing even more. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And she's like, oh, when I brought that up a couple months ago, I kind of accidentally banged that side but figured nothing was wrong. So all is fair. And now you broke it, so it's your fault? I'm like, it's not my fault. You broke it three-fourths of the way. I mean, there's a nice size crack that goes about three-fourths of the way into it, into this handle. And then there's the little part that I could tell I broke off recently. And she's like, no, you broke it. You broke it. It's all your fault. You broke it. I broke the chair, and she won't even admit that she started it. See, it is all my fault, I guess. I don't know why, but I need to find super glue now.
Now it started again. Rain coming down. And I'm all alone. This is one horse town.
I'm sure most of you have been to a sporting event where you've had the flyover of military aircraft, and it's usually like a fighter or a full wing of fighters or something, and they just buzz over the top of it, and it's really cool, and everyone in the audience is like, ooh. I've been to Sox games where they've done that. When I was at the Indy 500, they had a bunch of planes just fly over the whole racetrack. It was really kind of cool, and I was at a Bears game where they did that, too. I mean, it's every event they seem to do this. Well, I live near the Chicagoland Motor Speedway. And if you follow racing, car racing, namely NASCAR, you'll know that there's always an event at the Chicagoland Motor Speedway every year. Actually, there's two events, and I'm not a NASCAR fan. The only reason why I'll watch a NASCAR race is for the crash, because while I love open wheel racing, I mean, if I'm going to watch a race, that's the one I want to watch. But NASCAR, when they crash, they take out like half the field. And that's the coolest thing. I mean, it's kind of like guys with fireworks, like, ooh, I just want to blow something up. And with NASCAR, it's like, ooh, I just want to see the big crash and everybody going out and cars flipping and flying around. That's just cool. And so the crash series was going on over at the Chicagoland Motor Speedway. And I've never realized this until this year, and I finally put two and two together. I've been in my house for 4 years now. 3 of those years I've had my daughter, and every year since I've had my daughter, I've always done this. I'll put her down for a nap, and all of a sudden the house starts to rattle. I mean, shake. I mean, it's really rattling. And two fighters are pretty low. I mean, they're just a few hundred feet off the ground, screaming over to the Chicagoland Motor Speedway. And, I mean, they're doing everything that they need to do. I mean, because they have under a minute from my house to the speedway. But I've never put two and two together that this is when it happened. And I've always put my daughter down roughly at the same time, maybe 10, 15 minutes before they scream by the house. And the first time it happened, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And I tried to get pictures of it and everything. The next year it happened, I'm like, oh, wow, that's interesting. That's cool to see, but why are they doing it? And then this year I finally figured it out because I had the TV on. I think I was recording. And they flew over the house. And then like 30, 45 seconds later on the TV, they showed those same two planes fly over. I mean, it was to the point, they're low enough near my house where I can read the tail numbers. And then on TV, they zoom in on them, and you can read the tail numbers. But what I just never realized was that when there's a NASCAR event, there's always a Busch Series event, which is kind of the same thing. I don't know why you have two names, but there's a race on Saturday and a race on Sunday. And there's always a flyover. And these pilots on Sunday, I guess, had booked out more time on the plane than they actually had to use for the flyover. So they're flying over my house all the time. And my little girl's down, and I'm listening to the monitor. I'm like, please don't wake up. Please don't wake up. Fortunately, she inherited sleeping from daddy. And that means I sleep through everything, and so does she.
On a long, lonely road, I've been riding for days. The rain never stops, and the sun never stays. So the rain comes down at my eyes.
Yes, folks, it is now time for the feedback that I've been promising for oh so long. I'm doing this in alphabetical order, so some of them are more recent than others. I'm sorry, I forgot to number them when I was initially starting them. But hey, first one we have is my laugh crush. Or no, I'm her laugh crush. She's my voice crush.
Hey, laugh crush. This is voice crush calling. I saw you whining on Twitter that you have not had a voicemail in weeks, and I thought I would just, you know, help you out. I hope you are having a great summer. It sounded like you had an okay vacation from what I was reading on Twitter. See, Twitter is my life. This is how I know how all my friends are doing, through Twitter. So if you're not on Twitter, I don't know anything about you. Nor do I care. Okay, I'm kidding. Anyway, I hope everything's going great, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you at the Podcast and New Media Expo at the end of September. I'm looking at flights right now. I'm very excited. You know, it's cheaper to fly than to drive. I'm only like 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours. Okay, I'm driving. So like 6 to 7 hours away from Ontario, California, from here in Arizona, and it's actually cheaper for me to fly, and a lot less time, too. So yay, gas prices. Woohoo! All right, you. Still loving your show, even though I'm like, you know, 2 or 3 episodes behind. Yes, I suck. But anyway, I love you, my laugh crush. Take care.
Ah, yes, Danny. Danny from the Truth Seekers. And yeah, I was whining on Twitter earlier this week because I hadn't gotten a voicemail in like 2 weeks. And that for me is extremely unusual. Not even one. So it was really odd and everything. No one made a single comment about the music show I put out. I mean, did you like it? Did you not? I mean, come on. I have no clue. But yes, Danny was at least keeping my K7 line open even longer. And yes, I am going to PME. I am working on my flights. I'm still trying to get money so that I can build up enough for the room, let alone to eat. But hey, I'm working on it. You guys have definitely been helping me out. I do have one listener out there who really helped me out with my airfare. So to that listener, I say thank you. You know who you are. And hey, everybody else, please, if you feel it in your heart to be able to give to a charitable dork, that's me. I could always use the help, and anything that's left over will go back into the show. So, yes, I am going to PME. I will meet my voice crush, and she will meet her laugh crush, and it's going to be weird. But, Danny, love you, too. Okay, next one here is Kate.
Hey, Barely. Sorry to hear about your computer being pretty much spread out all over your office. I hope you get everything fixed. I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it or not since your computer problem. But just wanted to hop in and say hi. Haven't left a voicemail in a while. Kate from Pennsylvania. Sounds caught on you. Okay. Bye.
And yes, Kate was... the computer is fine now. I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm almost ready to fully complete the rebuild of it and close the door on the front so that I could just shut it down or enclose it and everything. So... yay, woohoo, my computer is working again. Okay, now here we have Joe.
Press 1 to hear this message in English.
Ha ha ha, Joe, very funny. Yes, I know. That's more of a southern thing, because here in like the Midwest, I don't hear it all that often, but I have heard it. So, hey, anyway, hey, here's Joe again.
Hey, what's up, Chief? Man, I was just thinking about your story about the garage door opener and the, the sensors. I ran into a problem with mine. Now, check it out. The sensors are mounted on the track of the garage door, right? All the way across from each other. Standard 2-car garage width, whatever the heck it is. Now, the tracks float because they got to for the garage door. Down here where I live, around Dallas, the freaking ground floats a bit too, so everybody's got foundation problems. That kind of contributes to, between the tracks floating, the foundation floating, stuff never aligns right. You get them sensors lined up to where they work just perfect today and tomorrow, they don't work, and you can't close your garage door without turning the sucker off or unplugging it and popping the emergency release and dropping it down. My fix, and it's simple. I pulled them freaking sensors off the garage door track. I got a little piece of plywood. I don't remember how big, just big enough to mount the two suckers on. Mounted the two sensors facing each other. I mean, like, there's maybe a quarter inch separation in between the transmitter sensor and the receiver sensor, or reflector sensor, or whatever the heck it is. Stuck them on a board facing each other. Mounted them into the ceiling in my garage, right next to the garage door opener, so I got real short wires on between them and the garage door opener. And now I hit the button, my garage door opens. I hit the button again, my garage door closes. You know, and, hey, if some dumbass kid gets underneath my garage door and it hits them, well, they got the automatic backup thing, where if you just barely got a little bit of pressure on the SOB, you know, it'll back up, so safety's all cool. Anyhow, as usual, I'm kind of under the influence. And, yeah, I don't even remember who the hell I was calling. I'll talk to you later, man. Have a great 4th of July. Have a great Memorial Day. And happy Cinco de Mayo while we're at it. Bye.
And yes, Joe, I was actually talking with people about that last night at my block party, and they said they did the same thing because that was just, it was killing them with the garage door always coming down and going back up. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that as soon as I get the motivation to do it. Probably this winter I'll do it just to do something. I don't know. All right. Now we have two from Red Boy.
Dude, barely. Red Boy. Hey, I was laughing my butt off because I so did not get that handyman gene either. There's a few things I can do around the house, and I don't do those even all that well. If I can do them to maybe somebody's code standards. But the majority of stuff, no, not at all. I mean, definitely not a woodworker. I built a whole bookcase. I thought I was so proud of myself, and I was told to pretty much set it ablaze. So I sympathize with the non-handyman gene. That's why there's fine, employable people out there that you can give money to, and they do it for you, and they do it correctly, and don't burn your house down, which I like. So, talk to you later. Red Boy. Ow. Barely. Red Boy. Is this what it feels like to be you? I've been catching up on my podcast listening and calling all my podcasts that I listen to, and I kind of feel like what you feel like. You must be a good friend of the cell phone company with all the minutes you use. Anyway, I didn't really have a major comment. I just want to say, hey, what's up? North of the cornfield. And enjoy, I hope everybody's enjoying your listener comment feedback episode. We'll talk to you later. Red Boy from the cornfield. Out.
And yes, Red Boy, yeah, it's good to hear that someone else did not get that gene as well. But you sound like you're a lot better at it than I am. And yes, phone companies do love me. My cell phone was off for about a week. And I didn't make voicemail, I didn't call shows or anything, and everyone started complaining, we're up in arms, and I heard that maybe the cell phone company in which I use was getting ready to start laying off people because there was a dramatic decrease in the amount of calls that were going out, namely from the Midwest, and I was thinking, wow, that's me. Okay, and finally, the last voicemail here is Tabitha.
Hey, Barry, it's Tabitha. I'm here. Sunny California. I hope you're enjoying your vacation. I am enjoying my life from now on here in beautiful 80-degree weather and by the beach. Well, actually, I'm at the grocery store right now, but you know what I mean. I will talk to you later. Bye, Barely.
You had to rub it in, didn't you? And she sent this one to me just before I left on my family reunions. And yes, she had to rub it in. I am missing being at the beach every day. It was so nice. It was so relaxing. If anybody gets the opportunity to do it, I would highly recommend going to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Get as many people as you can, rent a decent sized house, and do be right on the beach. It is so cool. Anyway, that is it for the voicemail. I have one piece of, I think just one. No. I am mistaken. I am very mistaken. I have a couple pieces of written feedback here. First one is from Kate, and she says, "Hey, Barely, I haven't written or called in a while, so I figured I'd drop you a line. I finally got my new laptop and plan on starting a podcast as soon as I get more money to buy my GoDaddy site. Remember, come to me and I'll give you a cool code that you'll get 10% off. And let's see, I actually figured out what it's going to be, and you are the one of the few people I'm telling, so keep hush hush. Anything else in this email, you're free to read on the air." Crap! I read too much. Oh yeah, she does have an evil laugh in there. Okay, now there's the secret stuff ending. I also wanted to let you know that I am taking part in the blogathon this year. It is basically I blog every half hour for charity. I'm doing Spiral Scouts. If you could please let people know this, because I don't have any sponsors yet, and the event is the 28th. Oh, good. Hey, that's next week. I didn't miss it. I don't want my charity not to make any money. For more information, I will put the information here on where her sponsorship link is and all that kind of stuff. And so please help get the word out, since I don't have a podcast of my own yet. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I still love you, Barely Bunny. Gee, thanks for bringing up that one. And she says, "Thanks, and I hope this reaches you before you record." Well, yeah, it did, and then my computer crashed. And that was that. And let's see, I also have some feedback from the I have some feedback here from the website itself. It says, "Oh, can't wait to catch up and hear this episode. Until then, my laugh crush," and this is from Danny from the Truth Seekers, "I am stomping on your brain weasel." I am still trying to figure out what this brain weasel thing is. But she has a link in there, and then it's, "You have an awesome show, and I can't wait to hear that laugh in person at the expo." That is right. I'm going to meet her at the expo along with a bunch of cool podcasters who are also all going out to the PME Expo, which is going to be, like, really cool. Because, you know what? I'm going to finally be in the cool crowd. Either that, or they're going to look at me and say, "You're not cool enough to be in the cool crowd." I've always gotten that. Also, Bad Dad said, "You know, you can leverage that riding with geezer money and saving money saving tip and get free coffee at Burger King." I will have to try that one out next time I'm in the car with the geezers. So anyway, that is all the feedback. And again, if you want to help make sure that I can actually have a place to sleep at PME and also maybe eat something, you can always go over to the website at barelypodcasting.com and click on the Send Barely to PME button. There have been so many generous people. I will definitely be getting a list out to say, hey, here's all the people who have helped me out. So, yes, that is it. And now let's get back into the show.
"But I keep on riding, Lord, I don't know why. So the rain comes down and my eyes look high. 'Cause I know you're out there somewhere. Cloudy sky."
At work, we have this, I know I've mentioned that there's kind of like this area where in the building where there's a nice looking staircase and everything where we do promo stuff and blah, blah, blah. And that's also where you have open to the public stuff. I mean, normally the building is pretty secure, but there's this one area where there's like a dentist office and a barber shop, and it's either dentist office, barber shop, a tailor and dry cleaners, and like a newsstand or something, and also a credit union. I mean, there's these things that just the regular public can go to. So there's a lot of just normal people in, and it's right near this staircase. I was going right by there. I actually had to run down the stairs for something. And there's this guy at the bottom of the staircase, very public area. I mean, it's not the fire escape or anything. This is an extremely public area. And he's sitting there with paper spread out all over, like four steps. He's sitting on one of them, and he has four steps up and down. He is just spread out, and he's on his cell phone. He's blah, blah, blahing about something. And I look down as I'm passing him, and I see on the top of one of them, clear as day, confidential stamp, the big red stamp that's on there that says confidential. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, why would you do that? I mean, yeah, if it's confidential, find a conference room or something and spread out. But why sit on the middle of a staircase and make it difficult for people to get around so they're going to have to look down and see all this confidential information? Because, I mean, if I wanted to, I would have read it, but I probably wouldn't have known what I would have seen. So, but this big red confidential thing just really stood out. And he wasn't even paying all that much of attention. So, I mean, there could have been someone who could have industrial espionage and all this kind of stuff, because the guy was a complete and utter idiot. I don't know why I'm not put in charge of security to be able to say, that's a stupid move, you dingbat. Go and find a conference room and close the door, damn it. Maybe that's why they don't, because I don't have the people skills.
Now it started again, the thunder and light.
I don't know about you guys, but I've always been taught that the subject line of an email should be pretty concise, maybe four or five words that should entice the reader to look more into it. I mean, and maybe 10 if you're like explaining out a certain thing. I don't know. But I got an email on Friday, and it just made me bust up laughing. This email was four lines long in the subject line. And a line is pretty much 50 words. So, I mean, you're looking at 50 letters. So you're looking at maybe 200 letters. I mean, some articles that get written in publications are 350 to 400. And you put 200 into the subject line of an email. I mean, yeah, it was pretty precise. But still, you read it over, it's like, why would you do something that stupid and pretty much make it so that no one would open up and see the extra information you have to put into there? But yet this woman is never known to be the brightest woman in the batch. And she just, I don't know. I do not know what this woman's issue is. But yet at the same time, she put the whole damn subject line, pretty much make it her email, and then she repeated the whole damn thing and the rest of the email. I don't get it, folks. I do not know how people like this can sometimes have jobs, but yet they do. So I
go, but I stop for the night. There's a dark, wrinkled man, coffee's black as his eyes. Is he hiding my future?
I have become pretty good friends with one of the guys at work who does a lot of the IT stuff. I mean, he does the IT stuff for, like, our top people. So, I mean, he's pretty influential and everything, and he has a lot of spare things sitting around. And I was talking with him. I'm like, look, I need a keyboard and everything. I'm going to have to go out and buy one tonight. He's like, oh, dude, don't worry about it. We're getting ready to just get rid of some that have been used for a while. But, I mean, they're in perfect condition if you want one. I'm like, You sure? I mean, I don't want to get you in trouble, and I don't want to get in trouble. He's like, no, don't worry about it. We're getting rid of them anyway, so, and it's not like we could sell them back, because these are kind of one of those peripheral pieces that everyone has like 50 of. He's like, so here, I'll just give you one. So he gave me a keyboard, and I'm walking over from his area to my area, and I had to take the elevator and everything, and I'm standing on the elevator, and I have this keyboard in my hand. And it's usually not something that you normally see on an elevator, namely in my buildings, because, well, you don't carry keyboards around all that often. And if you do, there's usually a whole computer with it. So I'm carrying it, and I get into the elevator, and this one woman looks at me and is like, why are you carrying a keyboard? And I was purely straight-faced. I don't know how I got into this mood, but it was one of those good one-line zingers that I got into. I look down. I looked at the keyboard, and I looked back up at her, dead serious, and in that serious tone, I'm like, in case I need to type something, it's right here. Everyone busted up laughing. It was just kind of one of those where I'm like, yes, I did get the one-liner in, and I didn't shoot myself in the mouth by saying too much. So, yes, if you're ever carrying a keyboard around, that's always a good one that'll defuse anybody, and they won't ask you any more questions.
So the rain comes down and my eyes look high, but I keep on riding, Lord, I don't know why. So the rain comes down and my eyes look high, 'cause I know you're out there somewhere.
The past couple days in Chicago have just been, we've been getting the weirdest weather. I mean, the day is hot and everything. Then all of a sudden, right at rush hour, it's a torrential downpour. And it's real localized, too. So, I mean, I'll be walking out of work and it's downpouring. And I'll be talking to my wife and she'll be like, oh, no, it's sunny down here, but it looks like there's a nasty storm up north. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm in it. So the weather has been really weird lately. And I was driving home in this storm and I'm trying to get ahead of it, and traffic is just backing up because it's a torrential downpour. No one knows how to drive in that. And so they're all going like 20 miles an hour on a 55 mile an hour expressway and then doing stop and go. So, I mean, it's really killing my gas. And I mean, it was just one of those frustrating things. And I finally got away from the storm. I think I got ahead of it. And I get down to a gas station that I normally fill up at. It's usually one of the cheaper ones on my entire route to and from work. And I pull in, and I put the gas nozzle into my Jeep, and I'm like, okay, here we go. This will be good. I'll fill up, because I was getting very low on gas. And it ran pretty smoothly until it hit about $20 in. And usually my Jeep will take 50 to 60. And it cuts off at like $23. I mean, there's no way my Jeep is full. So I'm trying to re-hit the nozzle and everything, and I'm like, okay, I gotta go in and talk with them. So I disengage it, but I don't flip it so that they're gonna say yes, that's entirely paid for. And I walk in, and it was as if someone was saying up above, hey, he's gonna get out of that covered awning, downpour now. Because the second I stepped out, I mean, it was drizzling a little bit, then all of a sudden, boom! Like someone just threw a bucket of water on me, and it just torrentially downpours, and I run into the gas station, and it eased up a little bit. I kid you not, folks, it eased up. And I go up and talk to the person who's filling the tank. They're like, oh man, yeah, I think we're out of gas. I'm like, how can you be out of gas? And they're like, well, this morning, everybody else was at $3.45 a gallon. Yeah, I know, it's a ripoff. Like, but we were at $3.09. I mean, that's 40-something, well, close to 40 cents a gallon cheaper. So, like, yeah, for like 3 hours, we were the cheapest place, and everybody was coming here. It was a nightmare, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you were making a lot of money is what you were doing. But they ran out of gas, so I'm like, okay, I'll just use what I have, and I guess I'll stop a little bit earlier and fill up again. And I look outside, and it almost looks like it's tapering off. And I'm like, okay, good. This is just going to be great. So I walk outside, I take two steps away from the door, and boom, it just downpours on me again. It's like, I literally looked up at the sky and just said, why? Why? I don't know. I never got an answer, but I just want to know, why? Sky. You can visit the website at barelypodcasting.com. You can send me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. You could send me a Skype message at barely. Of course. What else would I be? Also, you can look me up on Twitter. And my name there is barely. Of course. What else would it be again? You can also leave me a voicemail, which so many people do. It makes me feel like I'm loved. And that number is area code 206-984-3675, which also spells out dork, hey, that's me, isn't it? And also, the music on today's show is all provided by the PodSafe Music Network over at music.podshow.com. And the intro and extra music that is part of every show now, which was so graciously provided by some of you, the fans of the show. That song is Happy by Jamie Brancher. And he is also over at the PodSafe Music Network. So yeah, go definitely check him out. And I think that is going to be it. How the hell can I do any work with this? Two last things before I go, folks. First of all, remember, if you need to update your domain names or you want a domain name, go over to GoDaddy.com and use the code word blue, B-L-U, 1-5. If you need your web domain and you want to host on GoDaddy, use the code word pod 15, P-O-D, 1-5. That will also get, both of them will get you a 10% discount at checkout. So, hey, that's cool. You'll appreciate it. And I know GoDaddy will as well. Also, this show can be found on some of the best directories out there, including iTunes, Podcast Pickle, and Blueberry.com. So, yes, go check them out. And I think that is it. I will see you all next week, folks.